This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
Welcome back to BirdieCast. I'm Maya.
And this is Leslie.
And this week we are in, well, we're recording in Durham, North Carolina. And
Chapel Hill. What are you Chapel talking Hill. About?
Technically Durham. And we're trying something new. So we are currently wearing lapel mics and sitting on the couch drinking wine.
Is that what you call it? Lapel mics?
Yeah, because they clip onto your lapel.
It's not lapel? Well,
whatever you want it to be.
Or a lavalier.
Lavalier, sure.
Yeah, lavalier mics. Anyways, we have new mics, so we're trying them out.
Yeah, because we're going to try and streamline this operation. So I will be on the LPGA, and Leslie will be on the Symetra Tour, and we're going to try and make this work.
That's right.
So with that, our game plan as of right now is to do every other week.
Yep.
And I think it would be cool if we came up with a topic and kind of had two segments.
Yep.
So I talked to somebody on LPGA and you talked to somebody on Symetra and we combined the two segments. Yeah, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
So we are doing this episode, we're going to talk about preseason, kind of what we've been doing for the past couple months in the off season, how we're approaching the different seasons, if we've been doing anything different in our prep, that kind of stuff. So yeah, I guess to go into it, my season starts, I leave on the 29th of January for Australia, where there's two LPGA events, and then I go to China after that. So that's my upcoming travels, and then it comes back to the U.S. So it's a different, very different schedule, a lot of different travel, racking up some miles.
Yeah, which airline are you going to fly with?
I am doing American.
Was that a tough choice?
No, I have always kind of flown with American. I think because it's pretty easy out of Raleigh-Durham to fly American. And the One World Alliance is pretty good, so you can fly on a lot of different airlines that way. So, yeah, but that is kind of one of the, I guess, tips that veterans have for rookies is pick an airline and stick with it. Because right. It's tempting to go for just the cheapest tickets and that kind of stuff, but if you can stick to an airline, then you get, you know, free check bags, priority, right, that kind of right. stuff. So
upgrades, maybe.
Upgrades, exactly. So I signed up for TSA PreCheck, so I have that. The known
Whoa, what's
travel.
That like? What's that process like?
Super easy. It's, I don't know, $85, and it lasts 5 years, and you go and just have to get fingerprinted, basically.
Oh.
And then you get TSA PreCheck. Talking to other players, they've said that there's been times where you get off the course on Sunday and have to catch a Sunday night flight, and the regular security line is really long, but the TSA pre-check is really short, so you just, you know,
yeah,
skip it. Yeah,
might save you a missed flight otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's cool. That's nice. Has it been easy to like get advice from other players that have been playing on the LPGA?
Yeah, actually, it's been really easy. I've been asking a lot of questions, so I live with Catherine Perry, so I've been asking her a ton of questions, and her husband, Kevin Hamsky, who caddies for her, just asking them a ton of questions. Players have been really helpful in all sorts of aspects, like where to fly into. I set up an LLC and kind of getting investors. I talked to one player who did that, and she was really helpful. So, yeah, everybody's been really nice.
Yeah.
I think everybody's been in this situation as a rookie where you just learning everything, and so they're very helpful. So how's your season looking?
Let's see, I've got still 5 more weeks, so the Symetra season starts a little later than the LPGA season. So we start out in Winter Haven, Florida, which is a regular event. Like, we've been there before. Yeah, and then we do the California Swing, and I'm gonna try to play more Monday qualifiers. So I'm gonna try to come out and see you, Maya.
Yay. Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
So which Mondays are you doing?
Well, so I played a one in Florida, as we both did, like last week. So then the next one, I think, would be in Phoenix for the Founders,
mm-hmm.
Founders Cup.
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah, booked a flight for that.
Nice.
Do you have a place to stay yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still looking. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll let you know, though.
Okay. That would be helpful. Yeah, so Phoenix, and then I think it's Hawaii, LA, San Francisco.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, most LPGA events have, it's called a Monday qualifier. So you show up on Monday, it's 18 holes. Sometimes it's on the tournament course, sometimes it's off-site, so it's at a course in the area. And you play 18 holes, and the top two get into the LPGA event. So it's kind of, what are they? Are they $150, $250?
$200.
And you are required to have a caddy, but it's a good way to get into an LPGA event. A lot of, like, are you doing it for Olympic standing? So some international players will do it for Olympic points if they want to represent their country in the Olympics for golf. So it's kind of a cool way to get into an LPGA event.
Yeah, the Olympic ranking closes end of June. So I'm going to try to, like, hustle and get as many, you know, Mondays in as well as Symmetra Tour events. Like, I just really got to grind it out until that ranking closes.
Yeah.
You know, just to, like, give it a chance.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then after that, I still got half the season to just focus on Symmetra. So I feel comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm giving up on, you know, more like my career goals.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Because you're not skipping any Symmetra events for the Monday qualifiers. They're just kind of filling in the off weeks.
There is, like, one or two. I think there's one in Jersey that's close to, or, like, on the way to Albany,
yeah, New York. People do that one a lot.
So I'll probably go do that one since it's on the way with the car, you know.
Do you want to, like, play in the pros?
Might as well. What is that?
So sure, New Jersey, the Galloway event, the ShopRite, it's a 3-day tournament. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday tournament. Wednesday and Thursday are pro-ams, and you get paid like $2,000, $1,500 per day.
Would you still be able to play at a Symmetra event then?
Yeah, because it finishes on Thursday. You'd have to drive on Thursday. But you've played Albany tons of times.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, I'll give you the contact.
All right.
And that's what I've found, though, is a lot of things that happen is just who you know.
Right.
It's been, yeah. Like, getting into playing a European Tour event in Australia, and you just had to know who to email.
Right.
So it's just
there,
a lot
you
of
just
that.
Gotta know of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you gotta know, like, who to, yeah. So that's been interesting.
Because from an organizational standpoint, if they have enough players, they're not gonna do much reaching out or, like, you know,
exactly.
Do much marketing about it.
Yep.
So as a player, the only way to really find out about it is from other players that have played in it before.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. So
that's good.
Yeah, so that's been interesting. And there's that sort of thing on LPGA with pro-ams where you can get invited if you kind of know the right people or email the right people. So
do you know the right people, Maya?
I'm working on it. I'm trying real hard. I'm hustling. No, because pro-ams are good because you get paid, unlike Symmetra pro-ams.
How much do you... What's the typical...
I think, like, 1,000 is kind of a...
Wow.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah.
So it's worth your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than nothing.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm sure that will be a big difference, just like how you feel about it, playing a pro-am.
Yeah, right. If you're getting paid... Although... I liked a lot of the Symmetra Tour pro-ams.
Yeah.
I felt like on Symmetra Tour and LPGA too, but Symmetra Tour, you really feel you're playing with the people that made this tournament happen. And you really feel that on Symmetra Tour. And it's the same on LPGA. I mean, you're playing with sponsors and people that it wouldn't be possible without them. But I guess Symmetra Tour just feels a little more close-knit and family-oriented.
Yeah.
As of right now, with my 1 week of experience.
Yeah.
So, no, but it was fun. Saw a few friends down in Florida. We were just talking over dinner about how you get the first tournament of the year. It's like coming back to school after summer vacation.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how are you? You see all these friends that you haven't seen in a few months.
We gotta catch up.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, how was your off season? You know, yeah. So it's funny. You see all these people that you haven't seen in a while. And it's interesting that your friends, a lot of friends are on tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see them, like, you don't actually live near these friends.
You have, like, people all over the place.
Yeah. So yeah. That was interesting. That was fun. And it was nice. I saw some really good friends. Still trying to figure out how people approach practice on the LPGA. Because I understand grinding it out, and if you have to work on something, like getting your drills done,
mm-hmm.
nailing, you know, just smashing it out, get it done. But it's also like you see your friends at the golf course, like, hey, how are you?
Oh, like more just
trying
social aspects?
Trying to figure
aspects?
Out how, if people want to say hi or not. And so far, people have been really nice.
I feel like on Symetra, that's pretty easy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Symetra people are very friendly, and but I also knew everyone, so right. There was that. Although it is interesting when you get back out on Symetra and it's you see all the rookies. I felt like the first couple events on Symetra, I was like, I don't know half of these people. But then you
get
to know
everyone. I'm so old.
Yeah, exactly. Who are you and why do you still have a college bag? Except that was me, my first one. No, but yes.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I feel like if people don't want to talk, they have their headphones in, you know, and you like kind of like wave, and then mm-hmm. if then they don't initiate, then it's like, all
yeah.
right, they're practicing.
Yeah. I mean, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But I'm like a bit of a, not social butterfly, but.
You like to chat.
I like to chat.
In between.
I want to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. If I'm focused, like, I'll just wave, say hi, but.
You like to chat.
I like
it's
to
okay.
chat.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks, buddy.
How about caddy situation?
Yeah, I have hired a guy named Mike.
Mike.
Mike. I hope he listens to this.
He better listen to this,
yeah. I can't say his last name, mostly because I can't pronounce it.
All right.
Yet.
Mike, you gotta work
Mike,
on that.
Yeah, we'll work on that. He seems really cool. I got references from other people, and he seems really
nice. Did you,
nice.
Like, reach out to a lot of people, like, hey, I'm looking for a caddy and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Reached out to a couple players and a couple caddies. And I knew some of the caddies that whose names came up and knew some of them and who they had worked with. So I'd asked some other players, like, how they were to work with. But Mike hasn't worked with a lot of players, but he's younger. And he seemed really enthusiastic and, like, wanting to do the work. And I felt like I have a pretty good idea after Q Series and after working with a friend this past week and kind of with volunteers. I feel like I have a good idea of what I want. And Mike seems like kind of a younger guy who's willing to put in the effort to mold to what I want.
Right.
He's not older and has his way or is set in his ways. So I think I was kind of attracted to that idea of somebody that we could, you know, feed off each other, but he would be willing to adjust to my preferences.
Right.
We'll see.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hiring an employee, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Kinda weird.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is weird. I'll start working with him in Phoenix. He's not coming to Australia and China. But I'll use volunteer caddies out there. Yeah, but it will be interesting. Yeah, literally an employee, because I set up an LLC and everything.
So do you feel like, you know, finding a caddy versus, like, finding a coach, maybe?
Mm.
Do you feel like there's anything similar with that or different?
Similar in that you have to just try it out. I think you can get references and talk to them.
About a caddy?
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about... Well, both.
Right.
Like, if you're trying to find a new coach, like, you talk to other players who've worked with him or her, and... Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think... So it's similar in that sense, in that you just have to... You have to just try it, because you never know until you've tried it. But with a caddy, I think it has less effect, long-term effect. Like, if you don't like a caddy, they haven't potentially damaged you in any way. It's just, like, it didn't work.
Right.
Whereas...
Yeah, switch it
if
out
you have
easier.
A coach and they've now tried to put you in some positions and then you have to work to
undo those positions.
Yeah. So I would say it's a little different in that sense.
Yeah.
But I'm also, yeah, that's interesting though. We'll see.
Cool. Well, I'm excited. I wish the best of luck to Mike if he's listening.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Me too. Are you going to do volunteer caddies a lot?
I don't know. I've got a couple, like, folks that, you know, from tournaments before that have caddied for me. Like, one tournament, the host family, the dad. I texted him this week. He's like, hey, you know, like, we're playing this week. Are you guys going to be home? I'm like, oh, don't worry. Like, you know where your bedroom is. I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then he's like, by the way, I want to caddy if you want. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah. So, that's nice.
That's perfect.
But other than that, like, I think I'll be okay by myself. Maybe I'll plan it more strategically. Like, if there's, like, you know, 4 to 6 weeks in a row, maybe, like, that 4th, 5th, and 6th week, I'll find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't know. It's just not really worth it on Symmetra, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not required. And, yeah. Maybe, like, French Lick, for example.
Oh, I have a good one for French Lick.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was really helpful.
Yeah.
To have a bag carrier. But I can understand if that's not something. But if you have tournaments that you're looking for one, let me know. Because I had a lot of really good ones. Okay. I tried to use them a lot last year.
Did you go through the, like, volunteer folks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I tried to... One of my things that I tried to do was make sure that I got at least 9 holes in with them before the tournament started.
So you just kind of knew already, rather than just show up on the first tee.
Yeah, exactly. So you could talk about ground rules and how you approach things and what you expected, kind of expectations. So you're not having that talk in the first tee and then nervous for them to, like, mess
potentially
up.
Screw something
up. Yeah.
Yeah,
so if you come to any tournaments that you're looking for one, let me know. Okay. I have some good ones.
I'm a steal all your contacts, Maya.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I know. She's already emailed for housing for, like, 2 events. That's fine. I'm all good with it. I'm so happy because I'd rather they have somebody, especially hosts, I'd rather they have somebody that I know that they're going to like, as opposed to them going back into the host housing system and having somebody that they don't like and them not wanting to host anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather suggest, like, give them a recommendation on somebody.
I'm very flattered.
Yeah, definitely. I trust you to. You're very good in host housing.
I'll make sure to keep up the reputation.
Yes, exactly.
So you had rookie orientation.
Yep. I had rookie orientation. I did.
Because you're definitely a rookie.
Because I'm a rookie. It's an odd feeling. Because I am a rookie. Technically, it is my first year on the LPGA, but I am not a rookie. I mean, this is like
playing professional golf.
Yeah, this is my 5th year of professional golf, so it's, you know, like, I've played on tour. I know how to travel. I know how to travel. I know how to play practice rounds. I know how registration works, how caddies work. Like, I know how a lot of things on tour work, except I just haven't seen the golf courses, and I haven't traveled specifically to these places. So, rookie orientation had its interesting moments. We had a really cool speaker come in and talk to us about kind of media and interviews and how to create a brand. And we actually practiced interviewing, which was really cool.
What'd you guys do?
So we split into little groups, and each group had a staff member, LPGA staff member, and they had questions prepared, and they actually videoed us answering the questions. So you could see.
So you had to look at it?
Yeah, so you had to watch the video. So it was interesting to see yourself.
How was that?
It was really good because I think doing a podcast has helped me a lot. You become really aware of using filler words like and like.
Right.
And definitely still use those words, but we use them a lot less than people that haven't listen to their voice recorded before.
Right, your own voice.
Yeah, your own voice. Yeah. Like, that doesn't faze me anymore because I've edited so many episodes of BirdieCast. And
listening
to my voice isn't weird anymore. And I have heard myself say those filler words, so now I'm aware of it. So I felt like I had some experience in that, but it was interesting to see yourself.
It's video. That's different.
Yeah, that's different because we're sitting here on the couch and body language doesn't really matter. But I think on a video, I get a little, like, smaller and hunch my shoulders.
Oh, really?
And trying to make myself smaller.
Oh.
So posture was one of my things. And I kind of felt that when I was walking around, too. Because you do feel a little bit like a rookie, and you see these people that you've seen on TV, and they're just humans. I mean, they're just golfers, you right. know? But you feel like, sometimes you feel like, I need to prove something, or you just get a little smaller. So I need
Do you feel like you get smaller? Because you're also fairly tall?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't want the attention.
That. Yeah, just kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Sink into the crowd.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So I felt that in myself, which was interesting. But other than that, rookie orientation is very much oriented towards the players that are just coming out of college and haven't played on tour before. So they're rookies to playing on tour. So there's a lot of, you know, rules and regulations and taxes and things like that. So that wasn't so much fun. But it was nice to meet all the other rookies. So you got to see their faces and got to know each other a little bit, which
That's
was
nice.
Yeah. A lot of really cool people.
So. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've changed anything, like, this off season versus other off seasons because you're going to play on the LPGA now versus, like, Symetra?
Don't think I've changed anything in my prep, but I have. It's definitely easier to get golf clubs once you're on the LPGA. Get free golf clubs. Like, reps are like, yeah, sure. I'll send you whatever. So I almost fell into the trap of, you know, getting new clubs and...
Just because you can.
Just because you can, yeah. Mm. So the story is, I got fitted for clubs and they were not fit for me very well. And so I was trying really hard to convince myself that these were the golf clubs for me. And because the brand is very loyal to the LPGA and the rep is out on tour all the time. So I was like, I really want to play these clubs because it's going to be so easy for me to, like, get new ones, and to have this relationship with this brand would be really good, but the clubs just did not fit me. So I went back to my old irons, and now I'm getting, like, a newer set of the same irons with the same shafts, same specs, same length, same lie loft.
So the ones you have now, remind me, like, you had to pay for them, right?
I had to pay for those.
The ones you have right now.
Yep.
But the new ones that you're getting...
I do not have to pay for. Wow, so I don't. Awesome. I didn't have to pay for the ones that I didn't like, and I don't have to pay for the new ones that I'm now getting to replace the ones.
And that was fairly easy?
Yeah, very easy.
That's good.
Yep. Met the rep, and I was like, hey, well, I'd emailed him, and he said, yeah, sure. And then I met him on the range last week, and he was like, yeah, I'll get them ordered to you and sent to you. So.
Cool.
And then, yeah, met another rep and got a new driver. And gain 15 yards. So
yeah,
fun.
I want to get that one too.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yep. So it's just interesting that you can now get clubs very easily. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to think that you have to change.
Right.
Because you can't. Because it's like, because you can. I don't know. So almost fell into that trap, but we're good. And I'm not changing my putter.
No, your putter is good.
I feel like that's not going to change.
No, your putter is good.
Yep.
Yeah.
It fits me very well. So, yeah, I think it's been really good. It's been an interesting road of... This off-season has been probably more admin than I've ever done before a Symetra season with trying to get, you know, trying to fundraise and trying to... Because it's a little more expensive with travel and caddies, so trying to get a little capital to on the front end.
How are you going about that?
So I've started a GoFundMe, and then I have investors. So I've like sold shares to my LLC, and then I have kind of an agreement that outlines the potential returns on their investment.
Okay.
So.
Do you have enough people so far?
I have enough that will help here in the beginning.
Okay.
Because there's just a lot of, like, booking flights.
Right.
And you, like, book all these flights when you, like, I haven't played golf in 3 months, so I haven't really made a paycheck in 3 months, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice to have those investors and have those checks come in when I'm, like, trying to book these travel arrangements.
Right.
when you don't really have that money. So it's, that's nice. Yeah. So, and that's kind of the point of the investment, was like, hey, I need this capital now because I need it on the front end. And then once I'm making money, like, you'll get your money back. So that's kind of how, that's been really helpful. And talking to some players, and they were cautious not to do investors because I guess you could perceive it as somebody that you have to pay back.
Right, if you like put pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Where you like owe these people money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think,
would that just depend on like the contract wording and all that?
I think, yeah. And it depends on how you see it. Like for me, I see it as not something that I'm owing them. It's somebody that is sharing in the risk. Exactly. Of my golfing.
Right.
So it's, I think it would be harder if somebody just straight up gave me like, hey, I'll lend you $5,000.
Right.
It's then different. I would be nervous because it's like, okay, I have to pay you back.
Right.
Whereas with investors, like, yeah, I'm totally hoping I get to pay them back because that means I'm making money.
Right.
But if I don't, it's like, okay, well, in this agreement, it states that you basically accept any risk. It's an investment, you know? It's like a stock. You know, it's just...
It's like a stock, yeah.
Yeah. So you... I can't see the future. Nobody can. So hope I play great.
Yeah.
Trying to play great. But if I don't...
So do you feel like most of these people that you found and that they wanted to be investors are like people that, you know, you've known and have a good relationship with, where like they actually believe in you and want to like help you out? And
I think that's been, I haven't just been asking anybody. I've been asking, a lot of family, friends, family, because I want people that, are more, you have it as an investment. You state it as an investment just so that you have this agreement and so that it's outlined what I have to pay them back. But it really is more of like, hey, help me out. And this is, you know, because you're supporting my golf and you've,
can
you're
have
pulling
an
for me.
Yeah. Have an opportunity to have a stake in it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just following life scoring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's people that I know have followed my career and are pulling for me. So.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. So that's been interesting, though, to set that up and go through all that logistics. And then it'll be very interesting at the end of the year doing taxes.
Right.
Now am getting the LPGA money directed to my LLC, but then I have to pay myself a salary.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess. So I don't know. If I went back in time, I don't know if I would do the LLC, but...
We're here now.
We're here now. We're it's happening. So.
Cool.
Yeah. You're not an LLC, are you?
No. Well, you know, because my official residency is still in Belgium, you know. And I think my dad looked into it in the beginning, and he kind of found out that it would only be worthwhile to do that if you earn above a certain amount. And on Symetra, that's just not, you know, unless if you finish like top 10, that would probably be a good idea. But yeah, you got to be at a certain amount. But it would also be easy to set it up at that point, I believe. So like, it's not something very urgent or like, so right now I'm just, I guess it would be kind of like working for yourself. Like, I forgot how you translate that.
Like a small business?
Yeah, well, like an independent. Independent.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, right now it's not that big of a deal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got to file a lot of taxes. Kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah. You already have a lot of messy taxes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't think many people notice, but as an international here in the U.S., this will be interesting too, I guess, since you'll be playing in Australia and other countries. But like here in the U.S., as a foreigner, you pay 30% tax right off the bat. Like, so when I earn money on a event, they already take the 30% out of the earnings. Like, I don't even get it. And then I can get a tax refund at the end of the year, you know, with my expenses and all that. Yeah, but it kind of kind of sucks.
Are you not at the point where you're a resident?
No, no.
Really?
No, 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 no. No. I'm on a P1 visa, and I don't think there's any like gateway to becoming like a resident.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I also think the point of a P1 visa, like, you should not have the intention of staying in the U.S.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, like it's just for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is fine with me.
Yeah, that's fair. Interesting. Yeah, that's unique.
Yeah, you would think, because I mean, this is my maybe 7th year. Yeah, going into my 7th year in the States.
Right.
So, I mean, that's quite significant if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
7 years in the U.S.
I don't have an accent anymore. Nobody tell me I have an accent, please.
Yeah, no. No, you
don't. Just don't tell me I have an accent.
No, you don't have an accent. You sound American.
So American.
So American. Welcome to America.
So, do you know how that's going to work in other countries?
No.
No, you'll figure it out.
Australia takes, it's similar. They take 44% off off the bat.
44?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's almost half of your,
So 30 is a lot, but 44?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
They take a lot. I don't know how everybody else does it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting. Never in my life have I really had to apply for visas.
Hmm.
And now I have to apply for visas.
How's that going?
It's a new experience. It's just a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's new.
Any destinations you're looking forward to?
Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. So, that'll be fun. In China, we're going to Hainan Island, which is apparently like the Hawaii of China. Scotland.
Oh, you can play the...
Scottish.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it plays Scottish. Is it at Dundonald? Do you
know? That's a great question, and I'm not sure.
I've played there. It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's so good.
So
it's so good.
The Evian is in, the Alps of in France.
I like that one, too.
And that one's... Yeah, you... So, side note, Leslie used to be on the poster for the, junior Evian?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was, like, the under-14 juniors cup. Yeah, I was the poster child the year after I played. So they took a picture from the year before.
So... Pretty cool.
You know.
So Leslie's played there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It looks beautiful.
I think I finished like second to last.
It's just a great picture. Too funny.
I wasn't that good when I was 14. I kind of got lucky that I played there, but hey, we're here now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No worries.
Yeah. It's just a good reminder when I see the picture of like, wow.
Come a long way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy how far we've come.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Was not very good in junior golf.
Do you think, like, looking back, would you have expected to come where you are today? Like, being an LPGA member?
Yeah. Yeah. I always wanted it. Like, it was always, you know, when you're falling asleep, it's like, yeah. Picture your name on the top of the leaderboard. Like, picture yourself holding the trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one on world rankings. Like, those were, like, the things that I fell asleep thinking about. But it is still, like, whoa. I'm another step closer.
Yeah. Well, you're only getting started, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, did always think I could do it. But last year was tough, for sure.
Like, throughout the season?
Yeah. I mean, it was just a tough year, felt like.
Yeah.
Went through, I mean, in California, I feel like it. Didn't I tell you this is my last year on Symmetra Tour?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't quite sure, like, because I didn't really want to, like, bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the season or even, like, series, really. But yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, well, I don't know if she's going to play next year.
Yeah. I didn't really know either. I kind of felt like going into Q series, I was like, I'm good with whatever happens. Like, if I make it to LPJ, that is awesome. If I'm playing another year on Symmetra, like, I don't know if I'm going to play.
Yeah, got to think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like a definite, I'm quitting if I don't get it.
No, but it wasn't a, I'm going to keep playing if I don't get in either.
Right.
It was more so like, it was an interesting, yeah.
Kind of have to take a step back and see.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of points in the last year where I was like, this is awful. I was going through my pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should share this. I was going through my pictures, and I was like, I had taken a screenshot of this really cool emergency medicine, like, because one of the ways to get into med school, which is what I would theoretically do if I didn't play golf, maybe, I'm not sure. But you have to get clinical hours. So doing emergency medicine and, like, working in an ambulance is one of the ways to do that, which I think sounds awesome. And there was this, like, expedited course. So it wasn't as long of a course, but it was just more intense. And I was like, took a screenshot of it. So I was like going through my pictures the other day, and I was like, oh, don't need that anymore. Med school has been pushed off. So that was interesting. There were a lot of points last year. I was like,
Maybe start thinking about something else.
Climb a different ladder, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that happens because golf is so, like, you can work so hard and nothing pays off. And then it pays off and you're like, okay, yeah, this is still worth it.
Right.
But as long as you're enjoying putting the work in, I think
that's the most, like, that's what I've realized too.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, this year, I just gotta have fun.
Yeah.
Because if it's not fun, what's the point, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, really, what's the point?
Yeah, life is too short.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Especially on Symmetra, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you're improving every year, then you can kind of, that's how I've justified it, is I've gotten better every year. And if you're like constantly improving, then you're going to get there eventually.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah.
If you're always like self-reflecting and trying to figure out how you can improve, and it might, you know, there's so many things that you can improve in golf. You know, mental game, mindfulness, and then working out, strength, flexibility, stability.
Technical.
You know, and then swing, technique, shot shaping, feels, you know, short game. There's just, like, so much. So as long as you're kind of tackling every area.
Yeah.
And you're trying to improve, and you're not just playing golf because you're scared to not play golf.
Right.
Yeah. It's an interesting dilemma.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of just cruise and play golf for a long time. But as long as you're improving, then you're getting closer to what your goal is.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not one of those people that can just cruise around
playing golf. No, you're not. That's true. If you're not improving and enjoying and, like, working at it, you're not happy.
No.
You're not a cruiser. You're not a, like...
Like,
just do
playing
an easy
in
job.
Itself. Yeah, yeah. I can't do that. I don't know. I guess that's kind of, like, the achiever in me. Remember when we did those strength finder thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Achiever was one of them. And I think that's the part where I'm like, what am I doing?
I need to be getting better. Working at something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's you kind of have a destination in mind or like a goal.
Right,
or
right, right. Somewhere where you want to go.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like this year, I just want to have fun. Like whether it's going good or not so good, I feel like if I'm having fun, I'll play the best golf I can in that moment anyways.
Yeah.
So like that's just what I got to strive for.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a common misperception, too, is that you, like, it's going well only when you're playing well. Because I think it's so hard.
Yeah,
so
I want to change easy. That. That's exactly what I want to change. It's, and then when it's not going well, everything sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is so hard.
Yeah.
But so important. You can't be happy when you're playing well and then sad when you're not. Like, you just have to... You have to find another barometer to judge your, to assess yourself besides just, like, score.
Exactly.
Which,
it's really hard to do because, the outside world really, you know, like, people you talk to, like, even, like, maybe some family members, like, oh, how'd you play? And it's all about score and...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and some people, you know, that don't do it, like, for a living, like, just don't get it. Like, what do you mean score doesn't matter?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's... And it's really hard because that's all they see.
Right.
Is live scoring. So that's all they have. You know, they only see your score and the, like, place that you're in.
Right.
You know, if you're in first or 30th or whatever. Like, that's all the information they have. So, yeah, but it's tough because you... I mean, you could commit to every shot and just not hit good golf shot. Like, you just... But then if you keep committing to those golf shots and keep working hard, then they'll get better and better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's definitely tough.
Well, on that note, so we're both going to have fun this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited. I hope I find... That's one thing. I'm going to miss my adventure buddies. Because I love
you'll have other ones.
I know, I need to find
enough buddies. You know enough people there, so I'm not worried about it.
Because I love doing things outside of the golf course. Like, I don't want to go travel and just see the golf course.
Yeah.
So I just have to find... I mean, I'll do it on my own. I don't care.
Yeah. You're good at that, too.
Yeah. Make new friends.
Yeah, or you can just FaceTime me.
Okay, I'll bring you along.
Hey, I'm at this... waterfall.
That's exactly what I thought about too, was a waterfall. Check it out. So
no, Leslie, wait, like, I'm at a waterfall too.
Oh my gosh, Harris, Michigan, you gotta go to the waterfalls.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Chi-chi.
Okay, well, I think this was a good episode. I don't know when we'll do an episode again together, but anyhow,
yeah,
we will make some kind of schedule with topics and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And for real, if you have topic ideas, email us or shoot us a message. If there's, like, somebody you want to hear from, somebody's stories, you have a specific question you want to ask somebody, like, let us know. And for we sure. will try and make it happen. So, let's get this started. See how it goes.
We're also looking for sponsors if you want to sponsor. We love doing the ads.
Yep.
If you want to sponsor. Or I really enjoy doing the ads. I
Leslie
think they're hilarious.
Likes doing the ads.
Yeah.
She'll do the ads.
Yep. Okay,
cool. Well,
thanks for listening to Birdie Cast.